What should be done when a couple or the husband uses weapon when they fight?
All married couples must establish their own private home.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to Jesus. Come on, say hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Say glory be to Messiah. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Say glory be to the King of Kings. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory
be to the Lord, hey, hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord, hallelujah.
Glory be to Jesus, hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord, hallelujah.
Glory be to Jesus, hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord, hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord, hey, hallelujah. Let me see your hands up. Come on, come on.
We praise you, Father, bless your body.
Come on, listen.
We praise you, Father, bless your body.
Come on, say, we jump and clap in the sanctuary. Come on, we jump and clap to give you the glory. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We jump and clap to give you the glory.
Come on, come on.
We praise you, Father, bless your body.
Yes, even Lord.
We praise you, Father, bless your body.
We dance and dance in the sanctuary. We dance and dance to give you the glory.
We dance and dance to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our
days. Come on, let's praise you.
We will praise you for the rest of our days.
We shout the shout in the sanctuary. We shout the shout
to give you the glory.
Yeah, yeah.
We shout the shout to give you the glory.
We dance and dance in the sanctuary. We dance and dance to give you the glory. Yeah, yeah.
We dance and dance to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our
days. Say yes, we will love.
We will praise you for the rest of our days.
Okay, say, we rababa in the sanctuary. Come on, we rababa to give you the glory. We rababa.
We rababa.
Hey, come on, come on.
We
do that again. We rub our back in the sanctuary.
We rub our back to give you the glory.
Yeah, yeah.
We rub our back to give you the praise.
Yeah, yeah.
We
will
bless you for the rest of our days.
Yes, to the little
name. We
will
bless you for the rest of our days.
See Jesus.
Jesus Lomba, the great I am, the one God is calling on.
Come on!
My everything, my only hope, I will sing to praise the name.
I say,
Jesus, Lord, by the great I am, the one that is
my everything,
my heart
enough, I will sing to praise your name.
We're going to do one more time,
Jesus, Lord, by
he's the king,
the
great I am,
the
mighty God.
Oh,
my everything,
my heart
enough,
I will sing.
Are you ready?
Shout it loud,
hallelujah.
Let's rise to our feet, please. As we close our eyes and sing this loud and clear. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah. As I walk along the way is narrow.
Oh yes.
Holy Spirit, be my God.
Sing it again loud and clear.
Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control.
Hallelujah.
As I walk along the way is narrow.
Oh yes.
Holy Spirit, be my
Holy Spirit, move me high.
Spirit, over me. Spirit, over me.
Come and reign.
Come and reign.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
every day,
complete in him. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. It's not my works of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not my works of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not my works of righteousness, but by grace alone.
I am complete.
Oh yes, complete.
Complete.
Hallelujah.
I am complete.
Send that fire,
the Holy Ghost fire. Send that fire again, the Holy Ghost fire.
Send the fire,
send the fire,
send the fire,
the Holy Ghost fire.
Send the fire,
send that fire again. The Holy Ghost fire,
fire burning in my soul.
Holy Ghost fire,
Holy Ghost on fire,
renting up the fire. Fire burning in my soul.
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 Holy Ghost fire,
Holy Ghost on fire,
renting up the fire.
Oh yes,
fire burning in my soul.
I'm your God, the earth, the heavens and the earth, by thy great power.
I'm your God, the earth, the heavens and the earth, by thy great power.
Nothing is too difficult for thee.
Nothing is too difficult for thee.
Hallelujah.
Nothing is too difficult for thee.
Hallelujah.
Great and mighty God. Great and mighty God. Mighty God. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for thee.
Behold,
I am the Lord, the God of hosts. Is there anything? Is there anything too hard for me?
Hallelujah.
Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me?
Is there anything?
Is there anything too hard for me?
Hallelujah.
Is there anything too hard for me?
You are beating your work. Father, how about your work?
Hallelujah.
Don't negotiate with the enemy in this kind of prayer. Don't listen to the next person to you. Just pray your own with violence and with power. Battles. Can you say that loud and clear? That defeated my parents. You cannot defeat me. Can you shout that loud? Make your voice louder than that. Therefore, death in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this before you. I will praise your holy name for this wonderful Sunday morning. Accept that dance in the name of Jesus. Father, lay your hands upon us. Open our understanding. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As was announced last Sunday, and every third Sunday in the month, we are going to have a family teaching session where you can ask questions. There will be a panel of ministers to answer those questions. This is powered by the Happy Home Ministry, a ministry responsible for keeping happy homes. Today is the first edition. And then subsequently, every third Sunday like this, instead of our normal search descriptions, we go into a small teaching on the family under the general theme, War Against Marriage Killers. And then you can ask questions. Anything bothering you about the family and the home. I pray that the Almighty will bless every family, every home in the name of Jesus. And the rage of the marriage and home killers that has become so rampant now will not destroy you in the name of Jesus. Some years back, we learned a song here. I would like you to sing that song again today. My marriage shall be a blessing. My home for signs and wonders. I will see my children's children. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. How many of you remember that song? Let those who remember sing. Let's hear you. Try it again. Amen.
Amen.
My marriage shall be a
blessing my home for signs and wonders. I see my children's children thus seeth the Lord of hosts.
Can you say that one?
I see my children, children.
Sing it again.
I see my children, children. Thus saith the Lord of.
Amen.
Amen.
The war against marriage killers.
Ogun lodi si awon to npa igbeyawo.
In Genesis chapter 2.
Nini we Genesis ori keji.
Genesis chapter 2.
We Genesis ori keji.
We read from verse 18.
Aoka lati ese keji dini ogun.
Genesis 18. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
We Genesis ori keji.
God started the process of creation in Genesis chapter 1. And he began to create. And he said, this is good. Very good. Very good. Everything that he created. And God looks at it. And they were very good. And then we started to read about that very good, very good, very good, very good. Genesis chapter 1. But when we got to Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, we saw something that God said was not good. Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field. And every fowl of the air. And brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature that was named thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle. And to the fowl of the air. And to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an help meet for him. He could not be a companion of the lion, a companion of the snakes, a companion of the birds. He could not be a companion of all those animals that he gave names to. They were not suitable. Verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. A womb man. Woman. And brought her unto the man. And Adam said,
Adam,
this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, shall a man leave his father? A man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall now cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. In those few verses, you find the foundation of the home, the foundation of marriage. As of the time God established this, no church, no congregation, no Christianity, the marriage was an institution that came even before the church. The topic of killing marriage killers should be our desperate heart cry this day. This is in the light of the destruction the devil is doing in the home now and against the body of Christ. More than
I attend
other time, families, homes are breaking down. Even pastors are divorcing their wife and marrying their secretaries or marrying their accountants or marrying somebody else. The house is not the home.
They're
two different things. There can be a house without a home in it. The real home is built by a man and a woman joined in marriage and their children. That home is the foundation of a strong nation. If there is a problem in the family, it goes into the nation. Is the foundation of the society.
Once
there's a problem at that level, there'll be a problem everywhere. Because the home is a republic within a republic, a country within a country. So the devil hates the home with perfect hatred. The devil knows that if he can successfully penetrate the home, if he can infiltrate the home, if he can destroy the home, then
he
would destroy the nation. This is why polygamy is a very wicked thing, because it causes plenty of destruction. Unfortunately, the naked truth is that the devil has achieved a high level of success in this regard. That is why somebody, a man of 75 years, a man 75 years old, could take his wife who is 70 years old to court seeking for divorce. Two old people. And the judge asks the simple question.
Oh, I bere to rorun.
Said, how long have you been married?
Pe o todun melo te ti se gbeyawo.
How long have you been married?
O pe to te ti se gbeyawo.
Oh, to say 45 years.
No, do marun de ni a daughter.
He said, but if you have been married for 45 years,
to ba ye pe tin gbe po fun odun marun de ni a
daughter. Why do you want to deserve it now?
Ki lo de te fo wa tu igbeyawo na ka
bayi. He said, my lord, deserve it.
Lo pe na ba se Oluwa mi e tu ka.
The woman was crying. Why was the man saying deserve it? A girl of 21 years has captured the man. This girl was younger than the man's last daughter. It's breaking the home.
It's
an attack of the enemy. We've had cases. A mother here brought the son-in-law and the wife to my office. They've been married for 5 years. 5 years, no sex. The man comes, wears double trousers, faces the other part of the bed. 5 years. So I asked the man,
you've
been married for 5 years? No sex? He said, yes, one of them. I decided there will be no sex. Because on that wedding day, she misbehaved. So I want to discipline her. 5 years. We have cases.
ati ni awon oran.
Well, strange men will walk into a home.
Ninu eto awon obinrin ajeje a wo enu idile kan lo.
And command the man of the home to come out and follow her.
Won si pase fun baale ile na pe ko jade ko tele o.
Attacks against marriages.
Gbogbo awon kan won yi gbogun ti to lodi si igbeyawo ni.
In case you are in this service and you are not married yet.
Akiba mo te wa wa ninu isin te o si ti se igbeyawo.
What you are getting this money is a bonus for you to keep.
Ohun ti e ni nisin ajemonu ni fun lati pa mo ni owo yi.
Plenty of domestic violence now going on.
Pupo ni awon igbogun ti ninu idile to nlo lowo.
Wives
ti oko alaya won nora won.
Plenty of men with hidden wives all over the place.
Pupo ni awon okunrin ton ni yawo ikoko ni kakiri.
Even including men of God.
Ati awon iranse
Olorun. Hidden wives, hidden children.
Awon mo ikoko awon mo ale kakiri.
And they think that nobody knows about.
O sin ro pe ni keni o mo nipa.
Unbelievable fornication, adultery amongst married people.
Awon ise agbero won pa saga laarin awon to ti loko laya.
Is attack against the home.
Egbogun ti lodi si idile lo je.
Attack against the home.
Egbogun ti lodi si idile.
And more than at any other time in the history of the church.
Ju igba ki igba lo ninu itan ijo Olorun.
Marriage counselors are so busy they don't even have time to attend to everybody again.
Awon to n gba ni imo nipa ti igbeyawo won ti wa sise takun takun won ti ra lati se nkan miran mo.
So it's not a thing that we should just gloss over and pretend as if it's not there.
Nipa bayi ko se nta kan le wo lori lori fe ta si wa gboju kuro lara re.
For example, if you are in this service now.
Won apere te ba wa ninu isin bayi.
You are sitting at the south pole.
E wa ni gusu.
Your wife is sitting at the north pole.
Iyawo ko iyawo yin wa ni ariwa.
That marriage is already sick.
Iru igbeyawo be o ti saisan.
You need to do something here.
O ye ke se
koni. That's part of why we are here.
Ara e dita se kora jopo sin
re. That's part of why we are here.
Dire ta se wa ni re.
All the parents who are here.
Gbogbo eyin obi te wa ni.
Who have brought their children for me to pray for before they get married.
Don't you mo omo won wa sodo mi kin gbadura fun okan to de pon se igbeyawo.
You will recall that while standing on my feet.
E o ma ranti pe nigbati mo wa lori ese mi.
I preach a 3-minute sermon to them.
Pe ma fun ni iwasu oro Olorun iseju meta.
So you young people, you are about to marry.
Be eyin odo e fe se igbeyawo bayi.
If you follow these 4 principles.
Se ba tele awon ilana merin wonyi.
There will not be any problem.
E o de ni wahala kokan.
And right there while standing there.
Bi mo ti se duro ni waju won.
Number 1.
Ma ni ekini re.
Principle number 1.
Ilana kini.
There is no perfect marriage.
Ko si igbeyawo to pe.
Marriage is a union of two people
igbeyawo
who have decided to make it work.
Igbeyawo je ifomosokan ati pipa papo awon eyan meji to ti pinu pe ni dodon won lati sise.
Even the best of couples, they quarrel.
Ati pe awon loko leya ton dara jugo won ma ni polohun.
They quarrel.
Wa ma bara won ja.
They settle.
Wa sma yanju re.
And I used to tell them the story of one pastor called Walter Trubisk.
Most man so fun ni polusu agoto ko ta npe ni Walter Trubisk.
Walter Trubisk was a marriage counselor and a pastor.
Walter Trubisk yi olusu agoto ni o si man gba niyan ni poro igbeyawo.
A German pastor.
Olusu agoto to wa latori de Germany ni.
If you go to Pastor Trubisk.
E ba to Pastor Trubisk lo.
And you say you want to marry.
Pe ni fe se igbeyawo.
The first question we ask.
Ibere kini ti o bere ni owo yin.
So you want to marry?
En fe lati fe ara yin.
You say yes.
Eni beyin.
Say, have you quarreled?
Se etija.
Ah, the pastor, we don't quarrel.
Yeah, olusu agunto a o bara wa ja.
We don't quarrel at all.
Akite ni polohun rarara.
He will say, get out of my office.
Ani e jade kuro ni office mi.
I can't wed you.
Mi o le so yin po ninu igbeyawo.
What if you say pastor?
Se ba ni olusu agunto.
Yes.
Beyin.
We disagree, but we quarrel, we settle it.
Amani ariyanjiyan sugbon ta ba ya lo ba lo pin gbogbo a o yanju re.
We say okay.
Ani o da.
You have the capacity to solve your problem.
E ti ni ipa lati yanju awon awo yi.
We will conduct the marriage.
Ni baba a wa seto igbeyawo fun won.
There is no perfect marriage. That's perfect marriage.
Ko si igbeyawo to pe.
That's the first lesson I teach. I say you hold your hand.
Kini ti ma so mo pon di mo sise.
Number 2 lesson.
Eko keji.
The family that prays together.
Ebi to ba gba adura papo.
They stay together.
Won a ma wa papo.
Listen to.
Iye ni eko keji.
You should stick to that.
Te ba di eleyi
mu. As far as you are praying together.
Ni won igba te ba gba adura papo. Te gba adura
papo.
Te gba adura papo.
You make it a regular item.
Te je ko di asa.
There'll be no problems.
O le si wahala.
But when family altar stops.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí pẹpẹ ìdílé bá ti
wọ́n. No prayer together.
Kò sí pé wọ́n gbàdúrà papọ̀.
The devil becomes the chairman of that family.
Iṣu a wá di alága irú ìgbéyàwó bẹ́ẹ̀.
Lesson number 3 that I taught these young couples.
Ẹ̀kọ́ kẹta ti máa ń sọ fún àwọn ọ̀dọ́ yìí.
Is that never go to bed quarreling.
Ìyẹn ni pé ẹ má ṣe lọ sórí ìbùsùn pẹ̀lú àwọ̀ ní
ìrùn yín. If you go to bed quarreling.
Tẹ bá lọ sùn pẹ̀lú àwọ̀.
that night,
ni orojo yi,
a third party will come to that bed.
Eni keta a wa sori ibusun
ife mi, and that third party will be the devil.
Eni keta e na ni yo si je isu.
A major destruction to marriages are done in the dark hours of the night by the spirit of marriage destruction.
Iparun to ma nde ba igbeyawo asi ma se ni oganjo oro nipa emi tin pa igbeyawo run.
Therefore,
ikerin,
anger should not be allowed.
E o gbodo faye gba ibinu.
If you are angry, don't talk.
Te ba nbinu e ma soro.
So if we stick to this four rules,
be te ba di awon ilana merin wonyi mu,
there will be no problems.
Ko si wahala.
But if we break them,
sugbon te ba ru won,
there will be problems.
Wahala so.
This is what I normally tell young people who are about to marry.
Ohun ti ma so leti gbo awon odo to ba fe se igbeyawo leleyi.
I'm praying for all homes that are gathered here this morning.
Mo gba ni adura gbogbo idile to korajopo si loni.
All marriages that are gathered here this morning.
Pe gbogbo igbeyawo to korajopo si loni.
And already the arrow of the enemy is already inside that marriage.
To je pe ni lowo lowo bayi ofo tan be ni
to igbeyawo na. Such marriages will receive their deliverance now in the name of Jesus.
Aya se pe ru igbeyawo na won gba e.
Let your amen ru like thunder. This is just a short talk before we give you room to ask questions. Marriage is a mutual coming together of two different people, male and female. God joined Adam and Eve.
Olorun so Adamu ati Eva.
Male and female.
Akọ ati abo.
It is the joining of two people, male and female, in only matrimony.
Asopo ko okunrin ati obirin ninu igbeyawo mimo.
Marriage is God's ordinance.
Igbeyawo igbekale Olorun ni.
A good gift from God to man and woman.
Ebun to si dara to ti Olorun wa fun okunrin ati obirin.
The Bible says let marriage be honorable and the bed remain on the fire.
Let
marriage be honorable and let the bed remain on the fire. That is, if you are sleeping with your wife before marriage, it may be the foundation of the trouble that marriage is going through now. Because it's against the scriptures. The marriage is the first social institution that God made. God ordained it. And the issue of marriage is so important. The Bible compares it to the relationship between Jesus and the church of God. Marriage is a covenant relationship. So that is why on wedding days, they say, two of you, you have come here, you say you want to marry.
So
this thing you want to do, are you sure you are in your true senses? Basically, those things they are reading to them in a old fashioned English. That's what they are reading.
But
I hope your brain is correct before coming here. Because it's not something you do like an animal that has no brain. I hope you have looked at this man very well before you said yes. I hope now you looked at this woman very well before you came here.
Say
no, answer me. I don't know whether you listen to those words they read.
Say
now, answer me. The way you will answer in the dreadful day of judgment. So it's a serious matter. And you open your mouth. You were not drunk.
It
didn't drag you there.
You
open your very big mouth. Say, I will. You form a covenant. You form it. So it's a covenant thing. So when those covenants are broken,
there
is always a repercussion. God meant it to be a lifetime relationship. That's why I tell the singles at the youth church, it is better to be loved at, for not it is better to be laughed at for not being married than for you to be unable to laugh after your marriage. And that if a child of God marries a child of the devil, that child of God is sure to have problem with the father-in-law, who is the devil. These are things we tell young people, that marriage could make or mar your life, and that the worst thing after hellfire is a bad marriage. We also teach them purpose before partner, because when God created man, the first thing he told him in the garden, he asked him to walk. Work. That work comes before marriage. Meaning that you must have something doing before you step out into marriage. When there is no peace at home, your life will be peaceless. And the success of your life determined by the kind of marriage you did. The church cannot grow without Christian home. The Christian home is the backbone of the nation. The Christian home is the salt of civilization. So the church cannot grow, nations cannot grow, when the Christian home is under attack. A lot of marriages have become a boxing ring, or has become a third world war. Many don't realize that marriage is a lifetime journey. Many also don't realize, particularly the men, that fully compatible spouses, 100% compatible, only exist inside your brain. It doesn't exist. The kind of women some men are looking for can only be found in the cemetery. The kind of women that they are thinking about only exist in their brain. It's not physically available. Is your job to recreate that woman to fit what you have in your brain, not you are looking for one that is already in your brain. There is no ugly woman anywhere. All you need to do is to rebrand them. So when you begin to fight and fight and fight, and there is so much misunderstanding, you forget that the marriage is not a boxing ring, it's not a football match. It is a sorrow to heaven, a sorrow to the house of God, and it's something that we need to address. You must put everything God gives you online to ensure that you don't break your home. It is a sign of so many things. If you as a man, instead of you being the head of your family, you are the headache of the family. Instead of you being the husband, you are the husband. It means you're a confusionist. If instead of being a virtuous woman, you are instead of that, you're a virus, it means you're not a wife yet, but you are a knife.
There's a difference between a wife and a knife.
Ìyàtọ̀ wà láàrin ìyàwó àti ọbẹ̀.
So that marriage is not a war front.
Nípa báyìí, ìgbéyàwó kìí ṣe ojú ogun.
And you must understand what we're saying.
Òye ohun tá a sì ń sọ òní láti yé yín.
When there is lack of unity in the home.
Nígbà tí ò bá sì ṣọ̀kan ní inú ilé.
The marriage is sick.
Ìgbéyàwó ó ti ṣe àìsàn.
When there is accusation, counter accusation.
Nígbà tí àwọn bá ń fẹ̀sùn kún ara wọn, tọ́tún fẹ̀sùn kún ara wọn.
The marriage is sick.
Nípa báyìí, ìgbéyàwó náà ń ṣe àìsàn.
When there is plenty of fault finding.
Nígbà tó bá yẹ pọ̀ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ náà ń wá ẹ̀sùn sí ara wọn.
Marriage is sick.
Ìgbéyàwó náà ń ṣàìsàn.
When there is plenty of blame shifting.
Nígbà tó bá yẹ pọ̀ ọ̀yàn gbọ́kọ̀ láti gbẹ ẹ̀bi sórí ara wọn.
Marriage is sick.
Ìgbéyàwó náà ń ṣàìsàn.
When there is plenty of reporting to the third parties.
Nígbà tó bá yẹ pọ̀ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbà náà ń fẹjọ́ sun ẹnì kẹta.
The marriage is sick.
Irúfẹ́ ìgbéyàwó náà ti ń ṣàìsàn.
When the couple don't speak with one voice.
Nígbà tí ọkọ àti ìyàwó ò bá fìmọ̀ ṣọ̀kan láti sọ.
The marriage is sick.
Ìgbéyàwó bẹ́ẹ̀ ó ń ṣàìsàn.
When there is divided loyalty.
Nígbà tí ìfìmọ̀ ṣọ̀kan ò bá sí.
That marriage is sick.
Irúfẹ́ ìgbéyàwó náà ń ṣàìsàn.
When there is separation of rooms in the house.
Nígbà tó bá pín yàrá láàrin ara wọn ní inú ilé.
You sleep here, I sleep here.
Ìwọ sùn lọ́hùn, èmi ó sùn
níbí báyìí. You have separated the bedrooms.
Wọ́n ti pín yàrá ibùsùn wọn.
The marriage is sick.
Irúfẹ́ ìgbéyàwó náà ń ṣàìsàn.
When there is creation of a camp in the house.
Nígbà tó èèyàn bá wá pa àgọ́ lóríṣiríṣi nínú ilé.
Father and daughter one camp, mother and son another camp.
Bàbá àti ìyàwó wọn wà nínú àgọ́ kan, bàbá ìyá àti ọmọ wọn wà nínú àgọ́ kan.
The marriage is sick.
Irú ìfeyàwó bẹ́ẹ̀ ó ń ṣàmódì.
A woman was reporting to us.
Obìnrin kan ó ń fi ọ̀rọ̀ lọ̀ wá.
Say the husband does not talk to her at all.
Ó ní baálé òun kò ń bá wọn sọ̀rọ̀ rárá.
If she is coming.
Tó bá ń bọ̀ tí ìyàwó rẹ̀ bá ń bọ̀.
And the man's legs are on the road.
Tí ọkọ ẹsẹ̀ baálé rẹ̀ bá wà lọ́nà.
The man clears his legs from the road.
Ọkùnrin á sun ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀ kúrò lọ́nà.
If she greets him.
Tó bá kí i.
No answer.
Kò ní fèsì.
If she cooks.
Tó bá se oúnjẹ.
The man will taste the food.
Ọkùnrin á tó oúnjẹ náà.
If he likes, he will eat.
Tó bá wùn á jẹ.
If he likes, he doesn't eat.
Tó bá sì wùn kò ní jẹ.
Most nights he comes with fast food from outside that he has bought.
Lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ àṣálẹ́ tó bá wọlé a ti wá pẹ̀lú àwọn oúnjẹ kọ́ńkọ́sì tó rà níta.
He took all the children away.
Gbogbo àwọn ọmọ ló kó kúrò.
Put them in boarding house.
Ó fi wọn lọ sílé ẹ̀kọ́.
He didn't tell the woman where the boarding house is at.
Kò sì wá sọ fún ìyàwó rẹ̀ ibi tó kàn ọmọ lọ nílé.
And when the woman began to cry, I want to know where my children are. I want to know where my children are.
Nígbà tí ìyàwó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ pé mo fẹ́ mọ ibi tí àwọn ọmọ mi wà.
He gave the woman the phone number of the children. Say, call your children.
Oba fun yawo re ni number ibanisoro won mo re pepe won.
Let them tell you where they are.
Je kan so fun o fun rara won ibi ti won wa.
The woman called the children.
Obi ni ba pe awon omo.
The children went and reported to the school that our mother want to know where we are.
Awon omo iba lo so fun awon oga ilewe pe ya awon fe mo ibi ti won wa.
I pray for those sisters who are not married there.
Mo gbadura fun awon arabirin to wa
la. May you not marry a madman.
E o ni fe were loko.
Yeah, amen is very sick.
Amen, o lies, you know.
A lot of mad homes like that.
Iru fe awon idile bayi
is sick.
Won size.
There is plenty of fear and suspicion.
Pupo ni eru ati ifurasi
sick.
Won size.
Sick.
Won size.
Couples using sex to fight each other.
Awon loko laya ton fi eto ibalopo lati fi ba ara won ja.
Sick marriage.
Igbeyawo ton size.
Couples in every time there's a disagreement, if I had known, I would not have married you. Had I known. Sick.
Àwọn ọlọ́pọ̀ lẹ́yà tó jẹ́ pé wọ́n máa ti láwọ̀ láàrin wọn, wọ́n á máa kábàámọ̀ pọ̀ wọ́n fẹ́ ẹ bá sì mọ̀ kí má fẹ́.
These are areas that we should address prayerfully and with the power of God.
Èyí àwọn agbègbè tó yẹ ká dojú kọ pẹ̀lú àdúrà àti agbára Ọlọ́run.
Weddings are done in the church.
Àwọn ètò ìgbéyàwó nínú ilé Ọlọ́run láti máa ń ṣe
wọ́n. Marriages are done in the heart.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìṣe lọ́kọláya nínú ìdílé láti ń ṣe.
The wisdom to handle
ọgbọ́n láti lo
a fiancé
ẹni tí à ń fẹ́ sọ́nà
is different from the wisdom to handle a husband or a wife.
Ó yàtọ̀ sí ọgbọ́n tẹ́nìyàn ń lò láti bá ọkọ tàbí ìyàwó lò pọ̀.
There is a large amount of married baby husband, married baby wives.
Púpọ̀ ni àwọn ọgọ̀rọ̀ sí ni àwọn tó wà tó jẹ́ pé ọ̀dọ́ ni wọ́n tán sí lọ́kọ, ọ̀dọ́ ni wọ́n tán sí láyà.
And if you're a married man, you always take one get to lunch, one get to lunch, one get to lunch.
Bẹ̀bá wá jí ọkùnrin tẹ níyàwó nílé níhìn-ín, ẹ máa mọ̀dọ̀ obìnrin kan láti lẹ jẹun ọ̀sán ní ibì kan.
One day,
tó bá di ọjọ́ kan,
you will launch yourself into destruction.
Ẹ̀yin gan, ẹ wàá mú ara yín lọ sínú ìparun.
So you have to be very careful.
Nípa báyìí, ẹ̀yin láti ṣọ́ ara
yín. And if you're that kind of man,
bẹ̀bá wá jẹ́rú ọkùnrin náà.
You're on the street.
Ewa, look,
you're always staring at the bum bum and backside of women. Sometimes you concentrate so much on it, you have accidents. You're just wasting time. What you are staring at is just a sewage disposal equipment. They may not be of different sizes or different shapes. It's just this. That is the purpose of your sewage disposal unit.
Just focus
your attention on that one. Something is wrong somewhere. The marriage is not a battlefront. For it to become a loving place, your heart, your mouth, your attitude are those things that are involved. Your heart, your mouth, your attitude. May the Lord open our understanding and bless us in Jesus' name. If you have questions to ask on any aspect of marriage, our counselors are here. A lot of marriages are in disarray. There are men here. The woman beside them now is really not the true wife. Something is wrong somewhere. And it's a very serious matter. This is mountain of fire. A place for destiny repair. One man was coming to this church. Brought a lady here. Lady was not the wife. Lady just came to buy something in the shop. Began to bring the lady here. But that lady began to hear the word of God and began to question the man. What they are saying here is not what we are doing. Where is your wife? I'm not your wife. Why are you bringing me as your wife? They fought. There's a quarrel. Lady went away. The man too. So was still coming here. The lady too kept coming. But she broke that relationship. That lady is now married to one of our pastors. But many of them are not that fortunate. They continue in that deception until there's destruction. Bow down your heads where you are. Tell the Lord to pour the salt of the Holy Spirit. The salt of the Holy Spirit. The honey of the Holy Spirit. Upon your home, upon your marriage. Help you to make your marriage a heaven on earth. Talk to the Lord now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is a question here that says, a pastor who, because of his wife, complained that she's tired when the husband come for sex and start beating his wife to bleeding through nose. What can we say?
Olùṣọ́àgùtàn kan ṣe àwáwí wípé nígbàkúgbà tí ó bá rẹ òun tí òun bá sì ń bèèrè ìbálòpọ̀ láti ọ̀dọ̀ ìyàwó rẹ̀ yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní lu ìyàwó yìí nítorí pé ìyàwó yìí sọ wípé ó rẹ òun ìyàwó yìí ẹ̀jẹ̀ yóò sì máa dà láti imú rẹ̀.
That is a sick marriage.
Eléyìí ni ìgbéyàwó tó ṣàìsàn.
When you are beating your wife at home.
Nígbà tí ẹ bá ń lu ìyàwó yín nílé.
It's a sick marriage.
Ó jẹ́ ìgbéyàwó tó ṣe àìsàn.
And there is need for both the husband, the wife, to pray seriously. What you are doing in essence is you are beating yourself. Because your wife is your body. Your wife is your body. Your husband is your body. Let us look at what the Word of God says. In Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 says in verse 22. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. We did not see here where Christ was beating the church. So a husband that is beating the wife is actually going against the scripture. And we husbands also, the Bible says in verse 25 that we must love our wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That's that Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25. We did not read there that Christ hates the church. What the Bible says is that Christ loves the church and gave himself for it. Not only that, we are not to defraud ourselves. We're not to defraud ourselves by denying ourselves what the Bible says we should give to ourselves. When you deny your husband sex, you deny your wife sex, what you are doing in essence is you are defrauding each other. Those sick marriages shall be healed this morning in the name of Jesus. Please, we have had enough questions now that we have already received. So, we'll just collect them. There is another question here. How can one handle a distant marriage? A situation where the husband is in a different state and his wife in another. The way the relationship should be going should be as if both of you are together. That is, there is constant communication between you and the wife and the husband. If you are located in different states, thank God for GSM. You can have his phone, he has your phone, and you communicate on daily basis. You pray together constantly on the phone. And that husband or that wife must arrange in such a situation that whenever there is opportunity, you visit one another. The husband goes to where the wife is. Or the wife goes to where the husband is. Amen. Yes, another question.
Praise God. My name is Sister Mary. My question is this. If you got married to someone,
yes,
maybe like 5 years back, and you were a Christian, you were born again, the person wasn't a born again. And then along the line, you just find out that where you are worshipping, it's not what you really want to get. And then you find your way to MFM.
Sorry, the question again.
The question is, you got married to someone over 5 years ago.
Yeah.
The person wasn't really a born again like yourself. Okay? But along the line, you find out that where you are worshipping, you were not comfortable. You needed more of God's fire.
Yeah.
And then God led you to MFM.
Okay.
On getting to MFM, The husband finds out that you pray more than you used to before. You even do midnight vigils. Yeah. And he got uncomfortable with the prayers. Yeah. And he's telling you, choose between MFM and this marriage.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do at that point?
Ibeere awon arabirin ni bi pe ti eniyan kan ba se igbeyawo pelu ara won fun bi o ti se igbeyawo fun bi odun marun seyin. Sugbon nigba ti won se igbeyawo yi oko yi ko ti de atun bi. Awon mejeje nlo si ile ijosin kan. Sugbon nigba to se obirin wa ri wi pe ile ijosin ti won lo yi ohun to ye ki awon ri gba ina to ye ki awon ri ninu awon tabi idagbasope ni pa temi to ye ki awon ni won o ni ninu ibe won wa obirin wa pinu lati lo si ijori oke nu ati ise iyanu eleyi wa fa ki obirin ko ma gbadura si ni asale ki ipele ina re ko si ma lo soke si oko yi wa nso fun wi pe ohun to ni lati se ni wi pe boya ko mu emi ni o tabi ko mu ijori oke nu ati ise iyanu yankan ninu mejeje.
Praise the Lord. Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministries. We do not break marriages. We do not destroy marriages. If your husband says he is not comfortable with the prayers you are praying here, and that you should now be going to another church, we will not advise you that you should not listen to your husband. Your husband is the head of the home. You have no choice but to listen to your husband and be going to the church. He says both of you should be going, but you now need to spend more time praying and fasting, that the Lord should touch the heart of your husband and see the reasons why both of you should be coming to Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. I strongly believe with those prayers, the Lord will intervene in that marriage. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
I have three questions here. Clearly written by our sisters. The first one says that there are some ministers of God who are good marriage counselors. They preach good wedding messages, but they are wicked to their wives at home. I want to make it personal. The first thing is that if you call your husband a wicked person, the question I want to ask you, why do you marry a wicked man? So you are part of the problem, and so you need to seek for a solution. As in here, the main thing is both prayer and communication. You need to find a good time with your husband, sit down and discuss those issues that you think are not right, and correct it through prayers and loving him and making sure that you treat him very kindly.
And
the ministers of God who preach good messages, do good marriage counseling, who are wicked to their wife, they should repent. This program is meant to remind us of our responsibilities as husbands to our family, to our wives, to our husbands. You did not mention which area your husband is wicked, but wicked is a very strong word. And I pray the Lord will see you through. The next question says, my husband come back late in the night. Every day he has a meeting, come back by midnight. And I prepare food and keep on the table. But anytime he comes back home, whether 1 or 2 a.m., he will wake me up and demand that I should serve him. Then the sister asked, what should she do? Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
You need to know why your husband come back late in the night. If you can do anything to help him come back home early, try it. And you need to come to agreement that if he comes late and you are sleeping because the following day you are going to go to work, plead with him to always eat food. Put your food in the warmer.
And plug
it to a socket that make the food keep on warming when even you are asleep. And ask him to please allow you to have some sleep. Husbands who normally go home consistently, this is the one says, consistently coming back home late. Please, whatever drive you out to stay late almost every day, I pray the power of God will bring you back home. Another thing I will ask that sister, what did you do to your husband that make him to be coming back home late? Try and repent of that too. Praise the name of the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
Number three question. Is it biblical to marry a man his late wife had children for him?
It's
a very delicate question. The Bible does not have a place for a widower. As we know, you marry a man that God approved for you to marry. So if you want to marry a man whose wife has died and have children, you must sit down with the man and discuss the implications of what would happen after you married. And if I want to say it from part of my experience, the man must make sure he helps the children to understand why he wants to remarry. And should ask the children to approve him. Agree that you need to get married because you need someone that will take care of you when they are out. But also expect that not all the children will easily accept you initially. But if a man had been hiding the children from you, I think you need to get to see marriage counselors, because we don't have enough time to treat it now. Any man that marries a woman and does not tell that woman everything, every important thing about his life, that when it is being found out there will be a problem, is not right. There is a challenge in every aspect of life. When you marry newly as a man that does not have a wife or husband, there are also a lot of challenges. If you marry a man who have children before or a woman who have children before, there are challenges that can be resolved through discussion and loving one another. Praise the name of the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
The first question here is, can a woman or a man remarry even when each of them is still alive? When you look at Matthew chapter
19,
I read the 6. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Marriage is the ministry of God. Once you are married, you are married forever. And when you look at Romans chapter 7, verses 2 and
3,
Romans chapter 7, verses 2
and 3.
I'll read from here. He said, for the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law of her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, why her husband liveth, she be married to another man. When her husband liveth and she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law. So that she is no more adulteress, though she be married to another man. Once you are married, it's only death that can separate Christian marriage. The next question, is it true that some men can't make it until they marry? Church, is it true?
No,
it is not true. As long as that man lives a holy and righteous life, he can make it at any age, whether before or after marriage. Another question, in a situation where a couple is married with birth undefined, and up till now they are still seeking for the fruit of the womb. I want to tell you, men and women of God, children are the heritage of God. You need to be patient with your partner. When the time comes, people will gather together to celebrate your God with you in Jesus' name. So God is able to do all things. We just need to be patient with Him. He's going to visit your home in the name of Jesus. Another question. A marriage without the full bride price before the church wedding, so that you will not become a thief, go and pay it in full. You wife, so that you will not become a stolen property, tell your husband to pay in full. Then you come for correction marriage. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, hallelujah.
I think I can still answer one more. 5 minutes. If you realize a month to your wedding that the partner is not the right person, should you go ahead with another partner you are previously dating? Or what should you do? The Lord will deliver this man. It means you have two people in your mind. If you know that you cannot go ahead with that, the best thing for you is to go back to God in prayers Let God choose for you. The will of God is the only will that can be permanent in your life. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
God bless you, church.
Good morning, everybody. The first question here says, I am a Christian, but married to a Muslim, but it does not stop me from coming to the church. What can I do to win his soul so that he also can be coming to the church? Very simple. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1 has given us the principle there that wives should be in subjection to their husbands, that if they don't obey the word, that through your conduct, your Christian life, the way you live as a child of the kingdom, they can be converted. So your life, number one, then intercessory prayer. And I assure you that the God of mercy, who wants every man saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, we touch him in Jesus' name. The second question here says, if your wife does not want you to have sex with her, and you have the feelings, what can you do? Many men fail in this regard. They only want to jump on their wives. But it starts from you making your wife happy. It starts from the heart. If you don't make her happy, the heart is burdened. And there's no joy there. I will not deceive you. There will not be any feelings. So you need to correct your own attitude and the way you treat her. You must treat her as a queen. You must pamper her. You must know how to buy gifts for her and help her at home if necessary. You will see that she will change. Amen. When you have a husband who talks too much and is quick to quarrel, what can you do? Prayers. And you to be careful. Pray more for him. And the Lord will intervene. In the name of Jesus Christ. The fourth question. Apart from child rearing, what other good thing can a woman do? What other good thing can a woman offer in marriage? This notion must be corrected. The primary purpose of marriage is not for childbearing. It is not for childbearing. The primary purpose